berries. Some of my favorite berries include acai berries, barberries, blackberries, blueberries, cherries, sweet or tart, Concord grapes, cranberries, goji berries, kumquats, mulberries, raspberries, black or red, and strawberries. Again, the serving size is half a cup of fresh or frozen berries or a quarter cup of dried, and my daily recommendation is one serving of berries per day. The case for berries has been made throughout the book. Berries offer potential protection against cancer, a boost to the immune system, and a guard for the liver and brain. An American Cancer Society study of nearly 100,000 men and women found that those that ate the most berries appeared significantly less likely to die of cardiovascular disease. Wait a second, taste great and may help you live longer? Yes, that's what plant-based eating is all about. Greens are the healthiest vegetables, and berries are the healthiest fruits, in part due to their respective plant pigments. Leaves contain the green pigment chlorophyll, which sets off the firestorm of photosynthesis, so greens have to be packed with antioxidants to deal with the charged high-energy electrons which are formed. Remember superoxide? Meanwhile, berries evolved to have bright, contrasting colors to attract fruit-eating critters to help disperse their seeds. And the same molecular characteristics that give berries such vibrant colors may account for some of their antioxidant abilities. Americans eat a lot of pale and beige foods, white bread, white pasta, white potatoes, white rice. Colorful foods are often healthier because they contain antioxidant pigments, whether it's the beta-carotene that makes carrots and sweet potatoes orange, the lycopene antioxidant pigments that makes tomatoes red, or the anthocyanin pigments that makes blueberries blue. The colors are the antioxidants, and that knowledge alone should revolutionize your stroll down the produce aisle. Guess which have more antioxidants, red onions or white onions? You don't have to look up the answer. You can see the difference with your own eyes. Indeed, red onions have 76% more antioxidant capacity than white, with the yellow onions in between. So, given the choice, why buy another white onion ever again? Red cabbage may contain 8 times more antioxidants than green cabbage, which is why you'll never find a green cabbage in my house. Pop quiz: which wipes out more free radicals, pink grapefruit or regular grapefruit? Granny Smith or Red Delicious? Iceberg lettuce or romaine? Red grapes or green? Yellow corn or white corn? See, you don't need me to go to the grocery store with you. You can make all these calls yourself. What about purple-skinned eggplant or white-skinned eggplant? Maybe a trick question. Remember, the pigment is the antioxidant, so the color of the skin doesn't matter if you peel it off. As we learned, that's why you never want to peel apples, right? It's for the same reason kumquats may be the healthiest citrus fruit, since you can eat them rind and all. Shop for the reddest of strawberries, the blackest of blackberries, the most scarlet tomato, the darkest green broccoli you can find. The colors are the anti-aging, anti-cancer antioxidants. Antioxidant content is one of the reasons I've singled out berries for special treatment. They're second only to herbs and spices as the most antioxidant-packed food category. As a group, they average nearly 10 times more antioxidants than other fruits and vegetables and exceed 50 times more than animal-based foods. The antioxidant power of berries. As with other green light foods, the healthiest variety is the one you'll eat the most often, but if you have no particular preference, why not put the berry with the most antioxidants in your morning oatmeal? Thanks to a study that compared more than 100 different berries and berry products, we now know which one that is. America's favorite fruits are apples and bananas, with antioxidant power of about 60 and 40 units, respectively. Mangoes, the preferred fruit around the world outside of the United States, have even more antioxidant punch at around 110 units. It makes sense when you consider how much more colorful they are on the inside. But none of these fruits are a match for berries. Strawberries weigh in at about 310 units per cup, cranberries at 330, raspberries at 350, blueberries at 380, the wild blueberries may have twice as much, and blackberries at a whopping 650 units. Above even those are exotic types you can pick wild in the Arctic tundra, like red whortleberries, which sound like something from a Dr. Seuss book. But in terms of what you can readily find in the store, it's blackberries for the win. If you remember, I shared my whole fruit cocktail recipe for one of the runners-up, cranberries. I'm happy as long as you're eating a serving of any type of berry every day, but in terms of antioxidant content, choosing blackberries over strawberries appears to give you twice the bang for your berry. A side note, what about all the sugar in fruit? There are a few popular diets out there that urge people to stop eating fruits because their natural sugars, fructose, are thought to contribute to weight gain. The truth is, only fructose from added sugars appears to be associated with declining liver function, high blood pressure, and weight gain. How could the fructose in sugar be bad, but the same fructose in fruit be harmless? Think about the difference between a sugar cube and a sugar beet. Beets are the primary source of sugar in the United States. In nature, fructose comes prepackaged with the fiber, antioxidants, and phytonutrients that appear to nullify adverse fructose effects. Studies show that if you drink a glass of water with 3 tablespoons of sugar, similar to what you'd find in a can of soda, you'll have a big spike in your blood sugar levels within the first hour. That causes your body to release so much insulin to mop up the excess sugar that you actually overshoot and become hypoglycemic by the second hour, meaning that your blood sugar drops even lower than if you were fasting. Your body detects this low blood sugar, thinks you might be in some sort of famine situation, responds by dumping fat into your bloodstream as an energy source to keep you alive. This excess fat in the blood can then go on to cause further problems, as we've heard about. But what if you eat a cup of blended berries in addition to the sugar? Right, the berries, of course, have sugars of their own, an additional tablespoons worth. So the blood sugar spike should be even worse, right? Actually, no. Study participants who ate berries with their cup of sugar water showed no additional blood sugar spike and no hypoglycemic dip afterwards. Their blood sugar levels merely went up and down, and there was no surge of fat into the blood. Consuming sugar in fruit form is not only harmless, but actually helpful. Eating berries can blunt the insulin spike from high glycemic foods, like white bread, for example. This may be because the fiber in fruit has a gelling effect in your stomach and small intestine that slows the release of sugars, or because certain phytonutrients in fruit appear to block the absorption of sugar through the gut wall into the bloodstream. So eating fructose the way nature intended carries benefits rather than risks. Low-dose fructose may actually benefit blood sugar control. Eating a piece of fruit with each meal could be expected to lower rather than raise the blood sugar response. What about people with type 2 diabetes? Diabetics randomized into a group restricted to no more than 2 daily pieces of fruit had no better blood sugar control than those randomized into a group told to eat a minimum of 2 pieces of fruit per day. The researchers concluded that the intake of fruit should not be restricted in patients with type 2 diabetes. Surely there must be some level of fructose consumption that's harmful even when served in Mother Nature's green light form, right? Apparently not. 17 people were asked to eat 20 servings of fruit per day for months. Despite the extraordinarily high fructose content of this fruit-based diet, the sugar equivalent of about 8 cans of soda a day, the investigators reported beneficial outcomes with no overall adverse effects for body weight, blood pressure, insulin, cholesterol, and triglyceride levels. More recently, the research group who invented the glycemic index found that feeding subjects a fruit, vegetable, and nut-based diet that included about 20 servings of fruit per day for a couple of weeks had no adverse effects on weight, blood pressure, or triglycerides, all while lowering LDL, bad cholesterol, by an astounding 38 points. Cholesterol lowering was not the only record broken. Participants were asked to eat 43 servings a day of vegetables in addition to the fruit, the result of which was that the researchers reported the largest ever bowel movements documented in a dietary intervention. Are frozen berries as nutritious as fresh ones? Studies on cherries, raspberries, and strawberries suggest that most of their nutrition is retained even when frozen. I usually opt for frozen berries since they last longer, available year-round, and tend to be cheaper. If you looked in our freezer right now, you'd see it's about half frozen greens and half frozen berries. What do I do with those berries? make ice cream, of course. The favorite dessert in our home is soft-serve ice cream made by blending frozen fruit. You whip up frozen fruit in a blender, food processor, or a juicer, and voila, instant all-fruit ice cream. You have to taste it to believe it. The simplest recipe has one ingredient, frozen bananas. You peel and freeze some ripe bananas. The riper, the better. I'm talking brown. Once frozen, throw them in a food processor and blend. They transform into a smooth, light, fluffy dessert, cheaper, healthier, and tastier than anything you might get in a trendy frozen yogurt shop. Of course, making berry ice cream, or at least a berry-banana mix, is even healthier. My favorite is chocolate. To make it, blend dark sweet cherries or strawberries mixed with a tablespoon of cocoa powder, a splash of a milk of your choice, more if you want a milkshake, a capful of vanilla extract, and some pitted dates. If you didn't yet get your nuts for the day, you can add some almond butter. Either way, you get an instant, decadent chocolate dessert so nutritious that the more you eat, the healthier you are. Let me repeat that. The more you eat, the healthier you are. That's my kind of ice cream. Tart cherries. Research dating back half a century suggests tart cherries are so anti-inflammatory they can be used to successfully treat a painful type of arthritis called gout. Delicious dietary treatments are much welcomed, as some gout drugs can cost $2,000 a dose, carry no clear-cut distinction between non-toxic, toxic, and lethal doses, or cause a rare side effect in which your skin detaches from your body. Of course, the best way to deal with gout is to try to prevent it in the first place with a more plant-based diet. Cherries can reduce the level of inflammation among healthy people, too, as measured by a drop in C-reactive protein levels. So I was excited to find a green light source available year-round, a canned product with only two ingredients, cherries and water. I drain off the liquid, which then goes into my hibiscus punch recipe I'll talk about, and mix the cherries in a bowl of cooked oatmeal along with some cocoa powder and pumpkin seeds. If you sweeten it with date sugar or erythritol, which I'll talk about, it's like eating chocolate-covered cherries for breakfast. A note of caution, for the same reason that high doses of anti-inflammatory drugs such as aspirin should be avoided during the third trimester of pregnancy, cocoa, berries, and other foods high in anti-inflammatory polyphenols should only be eaten in moderation in late pregnancy. Goji berries. Tart cherries naturally contain melatonin and have been used to improve sleep without any side effects. Goji berries have the highest concentration of melatonin. Gojis have the third highest antioxidant capacity of any common dried fruit, 5 times more than raisins, and second only to dried pomegranate seeds and barberries, a fruit commonly found in Middle Eastern markets and spice stores. Gojis also have a specific antioxidant pigment that makes corn yellow, zeaxanthin. When eaten, zeaxanthin is shuttled into your retinas, the back of your eyes, and appears to protect against macular degeneration, a leading type of vision loss. The egg industry boasts about the zeaxanthin content in egg yolks, but goji berries have about 50 times more than eggs. A double-blind, randomized, placebo-controlled trial found that gojis may even help people already suffering from macular degeneration. The researchers used milk to improve the absorption of zeaxanthin, which, like all carotenoids, is fat-soluble, but a healthier way would be to use a green light source of fat, such as nuts and seeds, in other words, goji trail mix. Aren't goji berries expensive, though? Well, in natural food stores, they can be $20 a pound, but in Asian supermarkets, you can buy them as lithium berries, and they're even cheaper than raisins. So, however you used to eat raisins as a snack, in baked goods, in your breakfast cereal, or oatmeal, or whatever, I recommend you make the switch to gojis. Black currants and bilberries. Speaking of berries and eyesight, a double-blind, placebo-controlled crossover trial of black currants found that they can improve the symptoms of computer eye strain, known in doctor speak as video display terminal work-induced transient refractive alteration. What passes for currants in the United States are usually champagne grape raisins, not actual black currants, which were banned in the country a century ago at the behest of the lumber industry, The industry feared they might spread a plant disease that affects white pines, a tree hardly harvested anymore, so the ban has been lifted in some states. Real black currants are currently making a comeback, but if, as the researchers suspected, the benefits have to do with the anthocyanin pigments, other berries like bilberries, blueberries, and blackberries may help as well. Anthocyanin pigments are responsible for many of the intense blue, black, purple, and red colors of berries and other fruits and vegetables. The highest concentrations are found in aronia berries and elderberries, followed by black raspberries, blueberries, especially the smaller wild varieties, and blackberries. The cheapest source, though, is probably red cabbage. Bilberries gained notoriety during World War II when it was said that pilots in the British Royal Air Force were eating bilberry jam to improve their night vision. It turns out that this may have been a story concocted to fool the Germans. The more likely reason the Brits were able to suddenly target Nazi bombers in the middle of the night wasn't because of bilberries, but thanks to a top-secret new invention, radar. Unfortunately, these anthocyanin pigments take a hit when berries are processed into jam. As much as 97% of anthocyanins are lost when strawberries are turned into strawberry jam. Freeze-drying, however, appears to be remarkably nutrient-preserving. I remember trying astronaut ice cream as a kid when I visited the Smithsonian's Air and Space Museum. That's what freeze-dried strawberries taste like to me. They just melt in your mouth. Delicious, nutritious, but expensive. Fresh berries, of course, are divine. My family enjoys pick-your-own outings and then freezes the abundance. I've also been known to lay a sheet under branches of mulberry trees that grow in a park by our house and gently knock down a ripe bounty with a broom handle. Evidently, nearly all wild aggregate berries, meaning berries that look like clusters of little balls like blackberries, raspberries, mulberries, in North America are edible. But please be sure you make an ironclad identification before foraging. Berries, in all their colorful, sweet, and flavorful glory, are protective little antioxidant powerhouses. The issue shouldn't be how you're going to get your one minimum daily serving, but rather how you're going to pry yourself away from them. In your smoothie, as a dessert, on your salad, or just pops right into your mouth, they are nature's candy.